Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. He's right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years. That is his goal. On our show today, we want to help you understand who could be impacted by proposed tax increases that we're hearing about. And Eric will give you some ideas on how you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Let me give you his phone number, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call that number for a complimentary appointment with Eric. And also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, a big hello to you, Eric. How you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Trying to help people figure out, okay, what should we be doing now? Because now is the time to take action, not till later on. Uh-huh. It's tough, though, because you don't necessarily know what the rules are going forward here. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a little bit more challenging year end here as we, once we find out what the real new rules will be of the game, right?
And we have been talking for a long time, kind of sounding the alarm that higher taxes are actually coming. And you've always said, you know, hey, we're in a low tax environment right now, so you need to be taking advantage of these taxes that are on sale. The Biden administration has proposed an increase in the capital gains tax to take it up to about 43% for people earning over $1 million. Nothing's been approved yet, but it is going to impact a lot of people, right?
Well, it's certainly around here, if you're going to go sell your house and, you know, you've got over that $500,000 capital gain, it wouldn't take much to set you up over that if you're still working and then you go sell the house and maybe you're downsizing or moving someplace else. So those are definitely people that can get hit. And then, you know, there's just people who maybe they bought a lot of stock or they've got a bunch in Apple or Google or Facebook or any of these companies that have run up in the last 10 years and they go sell some of this, it's going to be a huge, huge tax. And so now you have to be thinking more than ever, okay, how are we going to, you know, use up those buckets? So the best thing to think about is a lot of times people get confused about taxes and they say, oh, I don't want to go, you know, have that happen because I'll go to the next bracket. Well, the next bracket's only on those next dollars. So you're in all the brackets. Yeah, you're, you know, you keep going up from, you know, 12, 22, 24, 32, you know, all these brackets depending on your income. And so, you know, one of the things I see often with people who are working with advisors who don't do tax planning and don't have tax knowledge and they have those disclaimers say, go talk to somebody doing taxes. And of course, those people doing taxes are doing taxes for the previous year, not the current year. And so they're looking backward, not forward. And right now, you got to be looking forward. You know, you got to be looking for where you're going. And, you know, the big part there is, okay, if let's say you're going to be, you know, you've got maybe so much more, say 20,000, 30,000 left of that bracket that you're in, well, do a Roth conversion. Mm-hmm. You know, if taxes are going to be the same or higher in retirement, then it's a deal. The only time it wouldn't be a deal is if they were going to be lower. Well, if they're going to be that lower, first of all, you're probably not going to be living here, right? Because I don't think anybody's thinking taxes are going down anytime soon. And so, yeah, that's the big thing you have to be looking at. And so a lot of times people are focused on the wrong, they're asking the wrong problem or they're going for the wrong solution. So I do a lot of work with a guy who runs Strategic Coach, Dan Sullivan. And Dan, one of the things he likes to talk about is it's the problem's not the problem. It's the question you're asking is the problem. And just to kind of relate that to a story recently, as most people know, I do a lot of cycling. Mm-hmm. And I was preparing for a big ride. And so I was riding up Mount Omnom, which is a very super steep road. It was not made for horse and buggy. It was made for, you know, cars to gun it up there. So a lot of it's 15, 16% grade climbs and very, very tough climbs. I had ridden Mount Hamilton the weekend before, no problem. This one was just killing me. I kept looking at my gears. I was like, what's the problem? I'm in the lowest gear. Yeah, you think your tire's flat or something because you're not moving. And so then I finally get to the top. I actually had to walk a couple spots and I was just like, why am I so out of shape? What happened? And then I go up a little bit farther and I'm just, you know, I was in the heat and I'm just saying, forget this. I guess I have to do this. So I'm going to shift my gears to, you know, switch to being, you know, going downhill. I go look in my front gear. I never downshifted. I was asking the wrong question. I kept looking backward at my back tire and looking at those gears. I didn't even look at the most obvious one, which is the two gears in the front, and I was still in the highest then.
So
then I shifted and rode up to the top, and it wasn't that big a deal anymore, although my legs were pretty much
dead
tired.
Yeah.
And so that's what I feel like right now people are doing is they're looking backward at taxes. They're looking back at how things have been. You know, they're not seeing that hold it. You know, you got to shift things in the front. You got to shift things going forward. And this is the time to make that shift. This is the time to be really looking at tax planning permanently and looking at it in an entirely different way than you used to look at it. Because, you know, it used to be, okay, well, retire in a lower bracket. That's not going to be the case. Unless you really have a horrible retirement and you have no money saved up, which is not the goal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you're planning on having a nicer retirement, now more than ever, you got to do that tax planning. You got to be figuring out, okay, how am I going to not just have money last for the rest of my life, but how am I going to make this money more tax efficient? Because if you make 10% more, but 5 or 10% of that increase goes to the government of your entire balance, that pretty much eats up most of that return.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to give most of the return back to the government, what's the value of doing that? So people need to focus a little less on the investment now and more on the tax side of things. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can really do here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great webinar going right now. It's something that with Ed Slott. Ed Slott is the king of the IRA. He's America's IRA expert. He wrote the new retirement savings time bomb. And this is about the whole thing about how taxes have shifted. It's very quick to watch. You can sign up for it. If you can't watch it at that point, it'll send you a replay. So, definitely just get on there and do it. No cost. You know, it's just some great information. And it's information that you really need to have, because if you're not paying attention to taxes, then taxes don't care. They're going to be paying attention to you. So one of the things that you can do is if you want to go ahead and jump on that webinar, all you have to do is go to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. You'll see a link right there really fast and just register for that. Definitely take some time. If you need more information on it, you can also give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184.
And we thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So I guess the big question, Eric, is, you know, tell us how we can learn more about existing opportunities to save on taxes.
Yeah, so a lot of times people don't really understand, and they're actually kind of shocked that the 401ks, 403bs, 457s, all those IRAs, all that is tax me later, you know, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. It's just not taxed yet money. And the not taxed yet money can be very painful when you all of a sudden only have that in retirement. If you have 100% of all taxable money, there's no tax planning to do. You're just going to pay taxes, right? I mean, there's no other options. What happens when the free money from the government stops? How's that going to affect your portfolio? And then, of course, the next one is taxes, like we've been talking about. You got to have that tax plan in there. How are we going to pay the lowest taxes over the rest of our lifetime? And then, of course, you want to look at healthcare and legacy. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we used to be charging for. Now with COVID issues, we're just giving that information away. We have one talk where we find out what your situation is. And then the second one, we actually go over that blueprint that you have right now. And we'll tell you what's good, what's working, and what's not. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, no cost, no obligation, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can even text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we are not done yet. Eric has so much more to share with you today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Financial experts have said that there's this thing called behavioral factors that could influence our financial decisions. And I think we all kind of know that. In other words, sometimes we just act weird when it comes to our money. Right, Eric?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No. Yeah. Emotions get in the way a lot.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, on how, you know, our behavior could really have a potential impact on our money decisions over time. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of smart decision making?
Well, there's a couple of spots that are always an issue. One is buying a stock, because it's kind of like somebody, you know, boarding a plane. If you board a plane, you hope you know where it's going. But a lot of times when people buy a stock, they just hope it's going up, and they don't necessarily know where it's going to be going or how it's going to end or where it's going to land in the end. A lot of times they don't want to sell it because, oh, it's lost so much, I don't want to sell it yet. Or it's made so much, I don't want to sell it. And then guess what happens? The ones who made too much, all of a sudden it didn't make too much, right? Because it drops right back down, or the one that dropped a bunch drops even more. And then now you're wondering, why are you still keeping the stock? So that's one thing. And people get a lot of emotions around that. And, the other ones, I think probably the big, big one is your mortgage. So I always tell people there's financial sense and fiscal sense, or emotional sense, sorry. So fiscal sense says lots of times if you can be having money, say maybe making 5 or 6%, why would you take that money and pay off a mortgage that's at 2 or 3%, right? Because, you know, if you're making 6, you can easily pay the 2 or 3% off. But sometimes the emotional part is just, nope, we got to have this house paid off, got to have it paid off no matter what. So, it's one of those things where as long as you know that you have an issue around that or you have a thought process around that, I think it's okay, because then at least you know you have that, right? The bad part is when people don't realize that they're doing that and they get really stuck. And it can definitely hurt people financially.
So, Eric, we're going to look at some common behavioral traps that we all can fall into. And I want you to tell us about each one, if you could, please.
Yeah. So, one that's been big, big confirmation bias. If you're a Trump supporter, you see other Trump supporters. If you're Biden, you see other Biden people. It's just like when you go buy a new car, all of a sudden you see your car that you bought all over the road.
Yeah.
It's like half the people have your car somehow.
And
it's
what
like,
is that?
And it's like, no, your brain's been trained to now look for that. And, it's just like trying to find Waldo. If you didn't know you were trying to look for Waldo, you're not going to find him. But if once you see him, you can start finding him, hopefully. That's one of those things where, if somebody else, bought this stock or somebody else didn't sell this stock, I'm going to do the same thing. May not translate for your situation the same, but that's what happens, because you're going to say, this person's doing it, and then, okay, it must be good for me. And I think the biggest problem with that is a lot of people just watching the news way too much.
Right.
where they just keep hearing all the bad stuff over and over and over. So, that's one. And then, the other one's overconfidence. It's Garrison Keillor, was it the one who had the, where the town's everybody's above average and, right? And there's nobody's kids are below average, right? They're all above average, but hold it, that statistically isn't possible, right?
So you
think you're going to do a lot better than buying this stock or buying this fund than everybody else, because that's just going to happen to those people, not me. And so that's one that can definitely get you and bite you in the end, because you may put too much into one spot and then realize, oops, that wasn't so good.
Yep.
And then probably, I think a big one right now is the illusion of control is a very big one. Right now, it's kind of scary because, the stock market and the economy have diverged to an extreme level. And, especially here in Silicon Valley with high tech stuff, I mean, technology just shot up insanely amounts. And even other companies like Tesla that have shot up so much. I mean, how is Tesla, how is Elon Musk worth more than Jeff Bezos, who's, Amazon's monstrous, does so much stuff. And, Tesla just has one plant to make cars, and there's tons of competition coming online. So, there's some stuff that definitely, you think I can control that, or I can, I know when things are going to change, so I'll get out of that fund or I'll do something then. And no, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? I mean, lots of times bubbles, you don't see the bubble until it bursts and then it's too late, but you thought you had control over it. And then the last one's probably loss aversion. This one, of course, March was really ugly, right, last year. I mean, that 30% drop and then the fastest recovery. Basically, the federal government just turned on the printing presses to an insane level. I mean, we don't know how we're going to get out of this, but they printed almost $4 trillion last year. After the financial crisis, they printed $1 trillion. That was it. And they did this within about 3 months. So it's super scary, how much money they've printed out of nowhere. And every time they take that money back out of the economy, the market starts crashing. So, that's one of those tough things. So, once you know about all this stuff, it's going to help you out a lot. But, you do need to know about this stuff. So, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financials. We can actually help you figure out what's in your plan, what should you be doing, what makes sense for you personally, not all these other people, and make it a custom approach. And so that, what we do is we create that income plan, figure out, okay, here's the course you're on right now. Here's some things you might want to do to fix that, to make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. Look at those investments. Are they suitable to what you want? What's the risk level you have today? And are you okay with that risk level? Then taxes, what should you be doing tax-wise? Because there's a lot of tax opportunity this year. Lastly, healthcare and legacy. What's happening in those areas? How are you going to make sure you have healthcare? Who's going to get your stuff in the end? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, those five areas. And so what we do is we do a phone call with somebody, find out what their worries are. Then we'll set a time to do virtually, go over your plan that you're on right now. And then give you the pointers of what should you change. And then it's up to you at that point if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, right now we're waiving the fee for radio callers. So good time to be doing it for sure. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. Wealthcreatorradio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And so, Eric, when you're talking and getting to know your clients, starting to learn a little bit more about them, do you think they show one of these behaviors or do they sort of have a combination of them? What have you seen?
All these behaviors kind of point to certain things, right? So one I just had recently was somebody who's some money that they, I think, inherited. And so they're using the financial advisor in New York, even though they live out here. And I was making some recommendations for some other funds that they have. And they ran it by that guy. And, you could tell he was a money manager only, meaning all he does is investments and nothing else. He doesn't do full planning or anything like this, right? So he was recommending them, I talked about a way to have some of their money guaranteed. He was recommending one that was a variable annuity that goes into the stock market. And because he was saying, you should look at this company. I mean, he wasn't selling it. He was just saying, you should look at this company because they have low fees. Uh-huh. And You know, I was like, no, that's, you know, you don't give somebody a screwdriver when they ask for a hammer. You know, I mean, that's not the same thing. And so, yeah, I had to educate them about why we're doing this. We're trying to have some money guaranteed safe, some money that's indexing with the stock markets, but doesn't lose money when the markets go down. But what he wanted to do is he wanted to get that okay from his other person. And lots of times people will do that with just their parents, or they'll do it with their friend. Or they'll do it with somebody. Oh, this person's done really good investing. And then you find out really what happened was they were at some company that went IPO'd and they made a ton of money off of that. And then they've been investing that money. Well, if you took $10 and made it $1 million, that's good at investing. But if you had $2 million and all you're doing is sitting around investing the $2 million, that's not necessarily super great. So you do have to kind of walk people back sometimes from that and say, okay, what makes sense for your situation, not this other person?
You want to have confidence in your plan, but you don't want to fall into that trap of overconfidence. How do you help people with that?
Well, just by testing it. We actually have a risk score that people can look at and see, okay, here's how much risk you have today, and here's how much what's the odds of your portfolio going up and down the next 6 months. And, you know, if that's the monster roller coaster and you thought you were on the baby roller coaster, well, you're about to get sick, or you should get off.
Or get off.
So what we can do is you can text us, and if you text the word money to 800-454-1184, we'll send you the report on how long will your money last. It will last as long as you do. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Just text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement, because his goal is to help you solve any income gaps that you might be having in retirement. And he certainly wants to help you worry less in retirement. We're talking today about how our emotions and our behavior can kind of get in the way of making smart decisions about our retirement money. And as we're talking through this today, Eric, which do you think is harder, managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about their money?
Probably the second one for sure. Yeah, no, I've often said, instead of having a finance degree, having psychology, counseling, probably would have been a lot better and a lot more useful almost for this profession. So yeah, there's a lot that people get. I mean, you know, literally I've had several clients that have inherited stocks, and one was from a bank, and that bank stock, really last year had done really awful, and so but they didn't want to sell it because this is where dad worked, and he always had that. Or there's been lots of times where people have inherited certain stocks and they just don't want to sell them because they're emotionally attached. Well, it's like being emotionally attached to a dollar bill. Right, it's just a dollar bill, who cares, right? So that doesn't really make sense. So but unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times people's emotions do get in the way. I mean, for sure, anything like buying a new house and stuff, because that's changing a lot of things. Or if you're retiring and losing your job is kind of the way people think about retiring lots of times, even though you're doing it voluntarily, right? But, those kind of situations, those massive life changes are definitely always going to be emotional. But some of them are things that we could probably overcome better, but a lot of times people don't. So we have to kind of help walk them through that for sure.
Let's talk about that illusion of control where, you know, we think we can handle whatever's coming at us, you know, any external events, things like that. Have you seen this play out with people who are trying to plan out their retirement?
Well, probably one that comes to mind is I had a guy I met with in, gosh, it must have been like the mid-90s or something. And he was in his late 70s at the time, but I just always remember the fact that, or maybe been in even the early 2000s, but you know, he said he turned on Social Security at 62, the soonest he could get it, because, you know, with his CDs earning, you know, 6, 7, 8%, why does he need the money? Right. And then guess what happened once those CDs got down to, at the time, probably I think they're 2 to 3%. That was before they got down to the 1% range even. Right. Oh. But that's because he just had that illusion of control that rates are always going to be this high. Rates are going to be up here and then they changed. Right. And you have no control over that. And if you've made decisions that affect your entire lifetime income, aka Social Security to start, that's pretty brutal because you can't go backward and fix that. I mean, it's already happened. But also a lot of times people think about that in the stock market, you know, they'll say, oh yeah, no, this thing's, yeah, things are gonna be going great forever. And we're just going to keep always making 10%. And so I don't have to worry about things that much. And it's like, no, drops happen, you know, crashes happen, corrections happen. And those weren't big deals when you weren't taking the money out. But I think the other problem too is the illusion of control is people don't understand that once you have to take the money out because you need it to live on, you can't wait for the market to come back. And so that's one control they think they have that where they, you know, definitely don't have, because, you know, you need to live.
Right.
You need money that month.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be worrying about all these things that are out of our control. So how can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all of that?
So the only thing I've been able to develop over, you know, almost 30 years in the business here is, you know, I've seen all these issues play out. And really, it probably took me almost 10 years in the business before I saw all this, because obviously, like, you also have to go through a market correction and all those types of things to really see how things work properly. But the only way I've been able to figure out how to get all these things to work right is have three types of money. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is stuff that can't go away, which is either, you know, something that's like a bank, an insurance company, or U.S. Treasuries. Then have some steady income money. This is stuff that pays typically somewhere around 4 to 7%, ideally a monthly, if not at least quarterly, and isn't typically tied to the stock market, so it's not going up and down daily. And then lastly, you want to have that market money. But what's happened is the 401k has really messed us up. Because the 401ks back in the early, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when markets were going up like crazy with all the computers and the internet and everything else coming online, then what happens, those Fidelities and Vanguards of the world basically got rid of all the guaranteed options that used to be in retirement plans and said, hey, let's just do everything 100% at risk in the market. Well, guess what? You know, in bad times, that can be really ugly. So yeah, with your 401k, you don't have much choice. But with your IRAs and your other monies that you've saved up, you have choices. You could be funding some of these foundational assets and these steady income monies. And why do you want those? Well, because when there's a bad time, you take money from the foundational assets. And if you have some steady income money, you always have cash flow coming in, so you're not having to sell stuff. And then if it's a good year, you take it from the market side. But most people's portfolios I see are almost always about 1.5% in terms of yield, meaning how much dividends and interest do they get off all that money they have saved up. Yet they're planning on taking out 4% a year. So if they're taking out 4% and they're only earning 1.5%, guess what? That means you're having to sell principal of 2.5%, sell shares, and that means whatever the market's doing is going to be a huge effect on you. Mm-hmm. And so so if you have these types of monies, that's when it makes sense. And again, that's why you want to have a plan that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, one of the things we're doing, you know, this year is we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee for people who are listening to the show and saying, okay, let's just get you to have this information. So we'll have that worry less wealth talk on the phone, find out your situation. And then if it makes sense, we'll go forward and do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we're going to look at your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plans that you have right now today, even if you don't know what they are. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's what's good and here's what's bad. Here's what you might want to fix. And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So pretty easy process. Why don't you take some time and take care of yourself? Give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can even request his book, because Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement. That's the name of his book, Worry Less Wealth. Request that as well, and you can get that complimentary. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, you've shared a lot with us today on how to keep our emotions out of our decisions with money, but any final tips for us?
Well, so the biggest thing I think is when you react when you have no plan, right? So anytime you're flying, what is the first thing they tell you? You know, put your mask on before you put the other person's mask on, right? And all this stuff, have your seatbelt buckled and all that stuff. So there's a reason why they tell you that over and over, because it's been beaten up in your head and you can just react and do it, right? Same thing with having a financial plan. If you have a plan, then it's really easy to fall back on that plan and say, hold it, am I actually doing the things right because of this is what the plan was? So if something goes bad, well, what was my plan? And let me look at that and see if that makes sense. But again, if you don't have that plan, geez, it's really hard to figure out, right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that you want to be really taking advantage of is having that plan, having make sure that money will last as long as you do. And so one of the things we actually have is a report that you can just text and get. It's all you do is text the word money and to see if that money will last as long as you do, and we'll send you that report. So just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59, and I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now, or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, you know, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, you know, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. You know, I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, you know, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote in are on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. Uh-huh. And yep. At some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, you know, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, you know, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, you know, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, you know, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, you know, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own, is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, you know, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff. You know, hopefully you have some idea maybe how much they owe in the house or not. And, you know, is there more money in the, you know, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? You know, there are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school, long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife, because she's the one who ran everything and she worked in accounting and, you know, numbers were her gig.
Uh-huh,
so,
yeah.
So it can definitely change, you know, but lots of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live, and, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure, but, you know, I mean, you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. So that's one of those tough things is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, mm-hmm. We actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry, it's not too jargony. If you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security, so you don't have to type in the whole long words, just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. One of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, you can do a 529 account, and those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is lots of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. But it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road, but it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him. And it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the Sierra foothills or someplace like that where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near her, all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income, not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this or how am I going to survive and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage,
yeah,
right? And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments. How are we going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss? And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.